Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1, Lawrence, 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1, Emporia, 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1, Olsburg Junction City, 91.3, KANQ Chanute, 90.3. Listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. Up next on Morning Edition, the latest news from NPR and from the KPR newsroom, and a complete look at your Monday weather forecast. It's 6 o'clock.
Of Lake Chelan. For NPR News, I'm Scott Greenstone in Seattle.
This is NPR.
For KPR News, I'm Matthew Algio. Johnson County and DeSoto are interested in attracting a new type of nuclear power plant. It's designed by a company co-founded by Microsoft billionaire Bill Gates. In September, the company TerraPower signed a memorandum of understanding with utility company Evergy to explore building a nuclear plant in Kansas. The Johnson County Post reports county commissioners passed a resolution to encourage TerraPower to consider Johnson County. The resolution is not a binding agreement to accept the reactor. The Post reports other cities and counties have also thrown their hats in the ring, including Coffee and Lyon counties, Emporia and Hutchinson. The potential TerraPower plant is different from the one-mile-deep nuclear reactor that a California startup plans to install in Parsons, Kansas. The head of the Prairie Band Potawatomi says the tribe is going to do everything it can to get out of a contract its subsidiary signed to build a federal immigrant detention center. The subsidiary, Prairie Band LLC, signed the $30 million contract with the Department of Homeland Security in November. Once the contract was made public, the tribe fired several of the LLC's leaders. In a video released Saturday, Potawatomi Tribal Chairman Joseph Rupnik said the tribe is working on canceling this contract and fully disassociating itself from it.
We know our Indian reservations were the government's first attempts at detention centers. We were placed here because we were prisoners of war. So we must ask ourselves why we would ever participate in something that mirrors the harm and trauma once done to our people.
Rupnik said the Prairie Band will not compromise its values, even at the risk of losing future government contracts. The Kansas City Chiefs lost to the Los Angeles Chargers 16-13 yesterday and were officially eliminated from the playoffs. Worse yet, quarterback Patrick Mahomes suffered a season-ending knee injury. KPR's Greg Eklund reports.
Mahomes left the game in the fourth quarter, and it was later announced that he had torn the anterior cruciate ligament, or ACL, in his left knee. Backup quarterback Gardner Minshew tried to rally the Chiefs in the final minute, but his final pass was intercepted and sealed the win for the Chargers. In his first season with the Chiefs, Minshew became an even bigger fan of Mahomes.
That dude put so much into it. I don't think I've ever respected anybody I play with more. I've never seen anybody I play with give so much of themselves to the team.
The Chiefs' only touchdown of the day was a 12-yard run by Mahomes on the game's opening drive. With a 6-8 record, it's the first time the Chiefs will miss the playoffs since 2014. I'm Greg Eklund.
College basketball, K-State women beat Creighton yesterday, 75-71. Weather forecast for today, sunny skies with a high this afternoon near 45 degrees. Right now in Lawrence, clear 24. The time is 7 minutes after 6.
Support for NPR.
Innovate and beautify the White House, just as all of his predecessors did. Tamara Keith, NPR News, the White House.
This is NPR News.
This is Morning Edition on Kansas Public Radio. Good morning. Glad you're with us. Coming up in 10 minutes, we'll get the latest news from NPR and the KPR newsroom.
Creating a legacy in public radio is as easy as adding KPR to your will and becoming a member of the Dick Wright Legacy Society. A bequest can help ensure our on-air service will continue for years to come. For more information, visit kansaspublicradio.org.
Weather forecast for today, sunny skies, highs near 45 degrees. That's just about on target for this time of year. Winds out of the southwest, 5 to 15 miles an hour with gusts up to 30, so a little breezy as well. Tonight, clear skies with a low around 27. Tomorrow, Tuesday, mostly sunny, warmer. Highs tomorrow near 52.
Support for KPR comes from Peasley Tech in Lawrence, Kansas. The Peasley Promise offers debt-free career training for local high school students and low-income Douglas County residents. Details and donation information at peasleytech.org/peasleypromise.
In Lawrence right now, clear skies, 24 degrees, Manhattan clear and 26.
I'm Paul Henley, host of BBC NewsHour. On today's programme, reaction to the Bondi Beach shootings in Australia amid calls for a tightening in national gun law. And Chile sees a surge to the right as results emerge of national elections there.
BBC NewsHour begins at 9 o'clock. That's right after Morning Edition on KPR2. It's 6:21.
Support for NPR comes from this station.
This is NPR News.
AI is everywhere these days, including on your social media feeds. It used to be pretty obvious if a photo or video was generated by AI, but not so much anymore.
Except that you need to treat social media a bit differently at the start. We're not looking to find reality in social media on the For You page anymore.
How to be savvy about fake videos on All Things Considered from NPR News.
The latest on AI on ATC from 3 to 7 p.m. right here on KPR. Up next on Morning Edition, the latest news from NPR and KPR. Forecast for today, sunny skies with a high near 45. More details coming right up. It's 6:30.
That Russia won't attack Ukraine again. He's indicated he's prepared to abandon efforts to join NATO in exchange for such guarantees. Russia is insisting Ukraine give up territory. This is NPR News.
For KPR News, I'm Matthew Algio. Police have arrested a man in connection with a shooting that wounded two women in Pittsburgh, Kansas, early Sunday. Investigators say the shooting occurred in an alley in the 300 block of West 20th Street in North Pittsburgh. KWCH reports the two victims, both in their 20s, were flown to Kansas City for treatment. They are reported to be in stable condition. Arrested was 23-year-old Walter Herrera Alvarez, who faces two counts of aggravated battery and is being held without bond. Johnson County and DeSoto are the latest Kansas communities to show interest in attracting a new type of nuclear power plant, Celia Yopis-Jepson reports.
The Johnson County Post reports that county commissioners have passed a resolution to encourage TerraPower to consider building its nuclear plant in the county. TerraPower is co-founded by Microsoft billionaire Bill Gates. It's collaborating with utility company Evergy to explore building a nuclear plant in Kansas. Other counties interested in the power plant include Lyon and Coffee. Coffee County is the site of the only nuclear plant in Kansas right now, Evergy's Wolf Creek Nuclear Generating Station, 60 miles south of Topeka. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Celia Yopis-Jepson.
34 University of Kansas faculty members have accepted the school's early retirement offer. The offer is open to tenured faculty members who are at least 62 years old and have worked at KU or a state agency for at least 10 years. The Lawrence Journal World reports the early retirement offer is part of a university-wide reorganization that seeks to cut costs. In August, KU announced it was looking to reduce spending by more than $30 million. A new Chipotle restaurant has opened in Manhattan, Kansas. Normally, that wouldn't be big news, but the opening is a landmark for the fast casual chain. The new Chipotle in Manhattan is the chain's 4,000th restaurant. The company's chief development officer said the 4,000th restaurant in Manhattan is both, quote, a milestone for our growth and a celebration of the guests who have asked us to bring Chipotle to their communities. Weather forecast for today, sunny skies with high temperatures near 45 degrees, little breezy winds out of the southwest, 5 to 15 miles an hour, gusts up to 30. Tonight, clear with a low around 27. Right now in Lawrence, clear skies, 24 degrees at 6:34.
Support for NPR comes from...
Thanks for listening to your public radio station, which brings you Morning Edition every day this week. And tomorrow we hear from Mahmoud Mamdani, the father of Zohran Mamdani, the mayor-elect of New York City.
You're listening to Morning Edition on Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, 91.5 Lawrence and 89.7 Emporia. Good morning. I'm Matthew Algio in the KPR studios in Lawrence. Still ahead on Morning Edition, a coastal village in Alaska has long grappled with erosion and flooding. Residents now want to move to higher ground after nearly every home was damaged by a typhoon in October. We'll hear that story at 6:53.
Support for KPR comes from LMH Health's new cancer center, offering cancer clinical trials and comprehensive treatment options, all under one roof. More information is available at lmh.org/cancercare.
Weather forecast for today, sunny skies, seasonable temperatures with a high near 45 degrees. Winds out of the southwest, 5 to 15 miles an hour with gusts up to 30, so a little breezy. Tonight, clear skies with a low around 27, winds die down. Tomorrow, Tuesday, mostly sunny, even warmer highs tomorrow near 52 degrees. A warm-up is on the way. Right now in Lawrence, it's clear 24 degrees, Topeka clear 25, Chanute clear and 23. It's 6:44.
Hey, it's A. Martinez. Checking the news these days might feel like a lot. This is NPR News.
From the University of Kansas, you're listening to Morning Edition on Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 Lawrence and 89.9 Atchison. Coming up at the top of the hour, we'll get the latest news from NPR. At 7:04, we'll get the latest news from KPR, including word that the head of the Prairie Band Potawatomi says the tribe is going to do everything it can to get out of a contract its subsidiary signed to build a federal immigrant detention center. That turned very controversial. We'll get the latest in the newscast.
Support for KPR comes from the Lecompton Historical Society's Christmas Through the Ages. Over 200 Christmas trees with vintage and antique ornaments at the Territorial Capital Museum now till January 4th. Details at LecomptonKansas.com.
Coming up on the Classical Morning Show today with Destiny and Cordelia. They'll have a Mozart sleigh ride, the Leroy Anderson sleigh ride, plus a graceful ghost and a waltzing cat. Plus, Topeka Festival singers Dr. Morrison stops by after 10 to tell us what's on their big holiday choral concert tonight at Washburn. And in the 11 o'clock hour, they welcome young pianist Edison Chen, who will be performing soon with the Topeka Symphony Orchestra. Lots of good stuff on the Classical Morning Show with Destiny and Cordelia today from 9 till noon. If you're listening to KPR 2, coming up at 9, it's news from the BBC. Weather forecast for today, sunny skies, highs this afternoon near 45 degrees. Right now in Lawrence, clear 24 at 9 before 7.
It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm A. Martinez.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. We have a lot of...
They'll move inland to higher ground before the next storm comes. Jeff Brady, NPR News, Quiguilinguac, Alaska.
The this afternoon on All Things Considered, the Trump administration is stepping up its efforts to find non-citizens registered to vote, and Texas is the first state to use a new tool it created. But there are known defects in that tool that are flagging U.S. citizens to authorities. Listen in the NPR app or on this reliable public radio station. It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm A. Martinez.
And I'm Steve Inskeep.
We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU, and KANU HD1 Lawrence, 91.5 KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, 89.7 KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, 91.3 KANQ Chanute, 90.3. Listen online at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speakers to play Kansas Public Radio.
This month's KPR Community Spotlight's on O'Connell Children's Shelter, serving Douglas County in Northeast Kansas, offering residential and prevention services to at-risk children and families, as well as foster home support. Information at O'ConnellChildrenShelter.org.
News and weather are next. It's 7 o'clock.
Of a shot at Camp Area of Gaza. Saad's killing marks the highest level assassination since a ceasefire deal was struck in October. In that period, Israeli forces have killed over 380 Palestinians. Hamas condemned the target attack as a violation of a truce and demanded the mediators, including the United States, should prevent further violations. Anas Babo, NPR News, Gaza City.
You're listening to NPR.
For KPR News, I'm Matthew Algio. The head of the Prairie Band Potawatomi Nation says the Kansas-based tribe is going to do everything it can to get out of a contract its subsidiary signed to build a federal immigrant detention center. That subsidiary, Prairie Band LLC, signed the $30 million contract with the Department of Homeland Security in November. Once the contract was made public, the tribe fired several of the LLC's leaders. In a video released Saturday, Potawatomi Tribal Chairman Joseph Rupnik said the tribe is working on canceling the contract.
Federal contracts are complex, and I still don't know the potential ramifications we may face, but we are pushing forward as swiftly and as responsibly as possible. We're also taking a hard look at how future contracts are reviewed and approved.
Rupnik said, quote, Indian reservations were the government's first attempts at detention centers, and the Prairie Band cannot compromise its values even at the risk of losing future government contracts. Johnson County and DeSoto are interested in attracting a new type of nuclear power plant. It's designed by a company co-founded by Microsoft billionaire Bill Gates. In September, that company, TerraPower, signed a memorandum of understanding with utility company Evergy to explore building a nuclear plant in Kansas. The Johnson County Post reports county commissioners passed a resolution to encourage TerraPower to consider Johnson County. The potential TerraPower plant is different from the one-mile-deep nuclear reactor that a California startup plans to install in Parsons, Kansas. The Kansas City Chiefs lost to the Los Angeles Chargers 16-13 yesterday and were officially eliminated from the playoffs. Worse yet, quarterback Patrick Mahomes suffered a season-ending knee injury. Greg Eklund reports.
Mahomes left the game in the fourth quarter, and it was later announced that he had torn the anterior cruciate ligament, or ACL, in his left knee. Backup quarterback Gardner Minshew tried to rally the Chiefs in the final minute, but his final pass was intercepted and sealed the win for the Chargers. In his first season with the Chiefs, Minshew became an even bigger fan of Mahomes.
That dude put so much into it. I don't think I've ever respected anybody I play with more. I've never seen anybody I play with give so much of themselves to the team.
The Chiefs' only touchdown of the day was a 12-yard run by Mahomes on the game's opening drive. With a 6-8 record, it's the first time the Chiefs will miss the playoffs since 2014. I'm Greg Eklund.
In college basketball, the K-State women beat Creighton yesterday, 75-71. Weather forecast for today, sunny skies, highs this afternoon near 45 degrees, little breezy, winds out of the southwest 5 to 15 with gusts up to 30 miles an hour. Tonight, clear with a low around 27. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, warmer with a high near 52 degrees. It's 7:07.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors
and a half in the house since the last flood, technically.
With heavy wind and rain in the forecast ahead, Sumas is taking a breath and hoping for the best. Dams and levees across the region are being reinforced with rock and gravel. For NPR News, I'm Scott Greenstone in Sumas.
You're listening to Morning Edition on Kansas Public Radio. It's 18 minutes after 7 o'clock. Still ahead, Democrats in Congress want to extend the enhanced Affordable Care Act subsidies. Most Republicans don't, and time is running out.
This current fight will have a great impact on how much health insurance costs Americans who rely on the ACA.
Millions could see their premiums skyrocket at the end of the year. We'll have an update on that story at 7:34.
Support for KPR comes from the Lead Center, with gift certificates available for upcoming concerts, including the Takash Quartet with pianist Joyce Yang, acapella quartet King's Return, plus more. Details at lead.ku.edu.
Weather forecast for today: sunny skies, highs this afternoon near 45 degrees, little breezy winds out of the southwest, 5 to 15 miles an hour with gusts up to 30. Tonight, clear with a low around 27. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, even warmer with a high near 52 degrees. Looking ahead to Wednesday, mostly sunny with a high near 54. A couple of warm days ahead, at least unseasonably warm.
Support for KPR comes from the Lawrence Times, an online news publication with an emphasis on stories that affect residents of Lawrence, Douglas County, and Kansas. Information at lawrencekstimes.com.
In Lawrence right now, clear skies, 25 degrees, Topeka clear, 26, Chanute clear, and 24 degrees.
I'm Paul Henley, host of BBC NewsHour. On today's program, reaction to the Bondi Beach shootings in Australia amid calls for a tightening in national gun law. And Chile sees a surge to the right as results emerge of national elections there.
You can hear the BBC NewsHour at 9 o'clock right after Morning Edition on KPR2. It's 7:21.
Support for NPR comes from this station and from the Union of Concerned Scientists.
You can find that interview at npr.org. This is NPR News.
AI is everywhere these days, including on your social media feeds. It used to be pretty obvious if a photo or video was generated by AI, but not so much anymore.
Except that you need to treat social media a bit differently at the start. We're not looking to find reality in social media on the For You page anymore.
How to be savvy about fake videos on All Things Considered from NPR News.
You can hear All Things Considered from 3 to 7 p.m. today and every weekday right here on Kansas Public Radio. Up next on KPR's Morning Edition, the latest news from NPR and from the KPR newsroom. Forecast for today, sunny with a high near 45 degrees. More details coming right up. It's 7:30.
In Providence, Rhode Island,
Hollywood and beyond are mourning the reported deaths of director Rob Reiner and his wife, Michelle Singer Reiner. Two bodies were found at their home in Los Angeles yesterday. Police have not identified them as the Reiners, but family members have confirmed their deaths to media outlets. Australian officials say they'll consider tougher new gun laws after a mass shooting yesterday. Gunmen opened fire during a Hanukkah celebration at Bondi Beach in Sydney. 15 people were killed. One of the suspects was also killed. This is NPR News.
For KPR News, I'm Matthew Algio. Police have arrested a man in connection with a shooting that wounded two women in Pittsburgh, Kansas, early Sunday. Investigators say the shooting occurred in an alley in the 300 block of West 20th Street in North Pittsburgh. KWCH reports the two victims, both in their 20s, were flown to Kansas City for treatment. They are reported to be in stable condition. Arrested was a 23-year-old man who faces two counts of aggravated battery and is being held without bond. Johnson County and DeSoto are the latest Kansas communities to show interest in attracting a new type of nuclear power plant. Celia Yopis-Jepson explains.
The Johnson County Post reports that county commissioners have passed a resolution to encourage TerraPower to consider building its nuclear plant in the county. TerraPower is co-founded by Microsoft billionaire Bill Gates. It's collaborating with utility company Evergy to explore building a nuclear plant in Kansas. Other counties interested in Kansas right now, Evergy's Wolf Creek Nuclear Generating Station, 60 miles south of Topeka. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Celia Yopis-Jepson.
34 University of Kansas faculty members have accepted the school's early retirement offer. The offer is open to tenured faculty members who are at least 62 years old and have worked at KU or a state agency for at least 10 years. The Lawrence Journal World reports the early retirement offer is part of a university-wide reorganization that seeks to cut costs. In August, KU announced it was looking to reduce spending by more than $30 million. A new Chipotle restaurant has opened in Manhattan, Kansas. Normally that wouldn't be news, but the opening is a landmark for the fast casual chain. The new Chipotle in Manhattan is the chain's 4,000th restaurant. The company's chief development officer says the 4,000th restaurant in Manhattan is, quote, a milestone for our growth. The chain expects to open more than 300 additional locations next year. Weather forecast for today, sunny skies, highs this afternoon near 45 degrees, little breezy winds out of the southwest, 5 to 15 miles an hour with gusts up to 30 miles an hour. Tonight, clear with a low around 27. It's 7:34.
Support for NPR.
This is NPR News.
From the University of Kansas, this is Morning Edition on Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 Lawrence and 89.7 Emporia. Thanks for tuning in. Coming up on Morning Edition, a new report in The Economist traces the rise of underground banks in China that facilitate a global money laundering industry. We'll hear more about that on the Marketplace Morning Report at 7:51.
Support for KPR's Community Spotlight comes from the Sunflower Foundation in Topeka, with a mission to serve as a catalyst for improving the health of all Kansans. More information is available at sunflowerfoundation.org.
Weather forecast for today, sunny skies, high temperatures near 45 degrees. That's just about average for this date. Winds out of the southwest, 5 to 15 miles an hour with gusts up to 30 miles an hour. So it will be a bit breezy. Tonight, clear with a low around 27. Tomorrow, Tuesday, mostly sunny, even warmer highs tomorrow near 52 degrees. Right now in Lawrence, clear skies, 25. Topeka, clear and 27 at 7:44.
Hi, I'm Mary Louise Kelly at NPR and this
Steve. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm A. Martinez.
And I'm Matthew Algio in the KPR studios in Lawrence. Thank you so much for listening to Morning Edition on this Monday morning. Coming up, the latest news from NPR. At 8:04, we'll get the latest news from the KPR newsroom, including word that Johnson County and DeSoto are interested in attracting a new type of nuclear power plant. All the details coming up.
Support for KPR comes from Liverpool Legends, performing the complete Beatles experience, narrated by Louise Harrison, Saturday, December 27, 7:30 p.m. at the Topeka Performing Arts Center. Information can be found at liverpoollegends.com.
Here's a forecast for your Monday. Sunny skies, highs this afternoon around 45 degrees, little breezy winds out of the southwest at 5 to 15 miles an hour with gusts up to 30 miles an hour. Tonight, clear skies with a low around 27. Tomorrow, Tuesday, mostly sunny, warmer, highs tomorrow near 52. Wednesday, mostly sunny with a high near 54. Temperatures start to go down a little bit as we head toward the weekend. But we have a couple days of average to above average high temperatures.
Support for KPR comes from Maselli's, catering to Lawrence, Topeka, Kansas City, and surrounding areas for almost three decades. Available for wedding receptions, business meetings, or other special events. Details on catering and venue options at Maselli's.com.
Sunny skies reported all across the listening area this morning. Lawrence, sunny 25 degrees. Emporia, sunny and 26. It's 9 before 8.
Chapter 11, bankruptcy. iRobot's profits have been hit by competition from Chinese rivals, and it's facing a 46% tariff from the Trump administration on imports from Vietnam, where it makes vacuums for the U.S. market. Roomba owners were worried their vacuums would become bricks after the bankruptcy, but iRobot says there will be no disruptions. In New York, I'm Sabri Banishore with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
Thank you for listening to Morning Edition on Kansas Public Radio this morning. We come to you from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3, K210 CR in Atchison 89.9, and K258 BT in Manhattan at 99.5.
Support for KPR comes from the Lead Center, with gift certificates available for upcoming concerts, including vocal quartet Il Divo and Renee Fleming's Voice of Nature, The Anthropocene. Details are at lead.ku.edu.
News and weather are next. It's 8 o'clock.
Which suggests detectives may have some idea who carried out the killings. Rob Reiner was a hugely popular figure in Hollywood, going back to his days on the iconic 1970s sitcom All in the Family. For NPR News, I'm Steve Futterman in Los Angeles.
Police in Providence, Rhode Island are still looking for a suspect in Saturday's deadly shooting at Brown University. A person of interest had been detained, but Providence's mayor says an investigation found authorities had the wrong person. Two people were killed in the Brown University shooting over the weekend. Nine other people were wounded. The attack came as students were taking a final exam. This is NPR.
For KPR News, I'm Matthew Algio. The head of the Prairie Band Potawatomi Nation says the tribe is going to do everything it can to get out of a contract its subsidiary signed to build a federal immigrant detention center. That subsidiary, Prairie Band LLC, signed the $30 million contract with the Department of Homeland Security in November. Once the contract was made public, the tribe fired several of the LLC's leaders. In a video released Saturday, Potawatomi Tribal Chairman Joseph Rupnik said the tribe is, quote, working on canceling this contract and fully disassociating itself from it.
We know our Indian reservation. So we must ask ourselves why we would ever participate in something that mirrors the harm and trauma once done to our people.
Rupnik said the Prairie Band will not compromise its values, even at the risk of losing future government contracts. Johnson County and DeSoto are interested in attracting a new type of nuclear power plant. It's designed by a company co-founded by Microsoft billionaire Bill Gates. In September, that company, TerraPower, signed a memorandum of understanding with Evergy to explore building a nuclear plant in Kansas. The Johnson County Post reports county commissioners passed a resolution to encourage TerraPower to consider Johnson County. The potential TerraPower plant is different from the one that is being built 1 mile deep in Parsons, Kansas. The Kansas City Chiefs lost to the Los Angeles Chargers 16-13 yesterday and were officially eliminated from the playoff picture. But even worse, quarterback Patrick Mahomes suffered a season-ending knee injury, Greg Eklund reports.
Mahomes left the game in the fourth quarter, and it was later announced that he had torn the anterior cruciate ligament, or ACL, in his left knee. Backup quarterback Gardner Minshew tried to rally the Chiefs in the final minute, but his final pass was intercepted and sealed the win for the Chargers. In his first season with the Chiefs, Minshew became an even bigger fan of Mahomes.
That dude put so much into it. I don't think I've ever respected anybody I play with more. I've never seen anybody I play with give so much of themselves to the team.
The Chiefs' only touchdown of the day was a 12-yard run by Mahomes on the game's opening drive. With a 6-8 record, it's the first time the Chiefs will miss the playoffs since 2014. I'm Greg Eklund.
In college basketball, K-State women beat Creighton yesterday, 75-71. Weather forecast for today, sunny skies, highs this afternoon around 45 degrees, little breezy, winds out of the southwest 5 to 15 with gusts up to 30 miles an hour. Tonight, clear with a low around 27. Tomorrow, Tuesday, mostly sunny, even warmer. Highs tomorrow near 52 degrees. Right now in Lawrence, sunny skies, 26 degrees, Topeka, sunny, 27. This is Morning Edition on Kansas Public Radio. It's 8:07.
Support for NP.
Call it. Once that footprint is established, it's really hard to change the project.
An initial court hearing on the trust's request for a restraining order is scheduled for tomorrow. White House spokesman Davis Ingle said in a statement that, quote, President Trump has full legal authority to modernize, renovate, and beautify the White House, just as all of his predecessors did. Tamara Keith, NPR News, The White House.
This is NPR News.
You're listening to Morning Edition on Kansas Public Radio. Good morning. I'm Matthew Algio. Coming up in 10 minutes, the latest news from NPR and from the KPR newsroom. Coming up in the next half hour, Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky says any ceasefire agreement with Russia must include concrete security guarantees so Russia doesn't attack his country again.
Ukraine needs this because, Zelensky says, Russia has a history of ignoring treaties and breaking promises.
The latest on peace negotiations coming up at 8:34.
Everyone can leave a gift to KPR through their will. It's an inspired way to support an organization that's enriched your life and that of others in your community. Learn more about leaving a legacy gift to KPR at kansaspublicradio.org.
Coming up on the Classical Afternoon Show from noon to 3 today on KPR, be with us in the noon hour, where we've got plenty for the holidays from the Bournemouth Sinfonietta, Boston Camerata, and Royal Philharmonic. We'll also indulge in Schubert's music for strings, that and much, much more on the Classical Afternoon Show from noon to 3. If you're listening to KPR2, stay tuned for BBC News throughout the day.
Support for KPR comes from the Raven Bookstore, located at 809 Massachusetts Street, Lawrence, Kansas, offering books, events, store cats, and more since 1987. Information and shopping at ravenbookstore.com.
Weather forecast for today, sunny skies, high temperatures near 45 degrees, little breezy, winds out of the southwest, 5 to 15 miles an hour with gusts up to 30. Tonight, clear with a low around 27. Tomorrow, Tuesday, mostly sunny, even warmer highs tomorrow near 52 degrees. Right now in Lawrence, it's sunny 26. Junction City, sunny and 28. It's 8:21.
Support for NPR comes from the station.
On the For You page anymore.
How to be savvy about fake videos on All Things Considered from NPR News.
AI on ATC. It comes your way this afternoon with your host, Laura Lorson, from 3 to 7 right here on Kansas Public Radio. Up next on KPR's Morning Edition, we have the latest news from NPR and from the KPR newsroom. Forecast for today, sunny with a high near 45. More details on the forecast coming right up. It's 8:30.
These were found yesterday in their Los Angeles home. Family members confirmed their identification. Deputy Police Chief Alan Hamilton says this is very early in the investigation.
At this time, the Los Angeles Police Department is not seeking anyone as a suspect or as a person of interest or in any other manner, and we will not be doing that until we conduct our investigation and we move forward.
Rob Reiner had a six-decade television and film career. He was 78. This is NPR News in Washington.
For KPR News, I'm Matthew Algio. Police have arrested a man in connection with a shooting that wounded two women in Pittsburgh, Kansas, early Sunday. Investigators say the shooting occurred in an alley in the 300 block of West 20th Street in North Pittsburgh. KWCH reports the two victims, both in their 20s, were flown to Kansas City for treatment. They are reported to be in stable condition. Arrested was a 23-year-old man who faces two counts of aggravated battery and is being held without bond. Johnson County and DeSoto are the latest Kansas communities to show interest in attracting a new type of nuclear power plant. Celia Yopis-Jepson explains.
The Johnson County Post reports that county commissioners have passed a resolution to encourage TerraPower to consider building its nuclear plant in the county. TerraPower is co-founded by Microsoft billionaire Bill Gates. It's collaborating with utility company Evergy to explore building a nuclear plant in Kansas. Other counties interested in the power plant include Lyon and Coffee. Coffee County is the site of the only nuclear plant in Kansas right now, Evergy's Wolf Creek Nuclear Generating Station, 60 miles south of Topeka. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Celia Yopis-Jepson.
34 University of Kansas faculty members have accepted the school's early retirement offer. The offer is open to tenured faculty members who are at least 62 years old and have worked at KU or a state agency for at least 10 years. The Lawrence Journal World reports the early retirement offer is part of a university-wide reorganization that seeks to cut costs. In August, KU announced it was looking to reduce spending by more than $30 million. A new Chipotle restaurant has opened in Manhattan, Kansas. Normally, that wouldn't be big news, but the opening is a landmark for the fast casual chain. The new Chipotle in Manhattan is the chain's 4,000th restaurant. The company's chief development officer says the 4,000th is a milestone for our growth and a celebration of the guests who have asked us to bring Chipotle to their communities. Weather forecast for today, sunny skies, highs this afternoon near 45 degrees, little breezy, winds out of the southwest 5 to 15 miles an hour with gusts up to 30. Tonight, clear with a low around 27. Right now in Lawrence, partly cloudy, 26 degrees at 8:34.
Support for NPR comes from this station.
This is NPR News.
This is Morning Edition on Kansas Public Radio. Thanks so much for listening. Still ahead this morning, a coastal village in Alaska has long grappled with erosion and flooding. Now residents want to move to higher ground after nearly every home was damaged by a typhoon in October. We'll hear that story at 8:53.
Support for KPR comes from Nuvant House of Lawrence, offering care services to assist living, including day-stay, short-term, and long-term options. Information at NuvantHouse.com.
Weather forecast for today, sunny skies, seasonable temperatures, highs this afternoon around 45 degrees. Winds out of the southwest, 5 to 15 miles an hour with gusts up to 30. Tonight, clear skies with a low around 27. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, even warmer highs tomorrow near 52 degrees.
Support for KPR comes from LMH Health's new cancer center, offering cancer clinical trials and comprehensive treatment options, all under one roof. More information is available at lmh.org/cancercare.
In Lawrence, we have partly cloudy skies, 26 degrees. Manhattan's mostly sunny and 28. It's 8:44.
NPR brings you to where the stories are.
Our colleague Leila Fadel is in Syria.
Quill.com.
This is NPR News.
This is Morning Edition on Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 Lawrence and 99.5 Manhattan. Coming up in 10 minutes, the latest news from NPR, followed by the classical morning show today. Join Destiny and Cordelia for a Mozart sleigh ride, the Leroy Anderson sleigh ride, plus a graceful ghost and a waltzing cat. Plus, Topeka Festival singers Dr. Morrison stops by after 10 to tell us what's on their big holiday choral concert tonight at Washburn. And in the 11 o'clock hour, we welcome young pianist Edison Chen who will be performing soon with the Topeka Symphony Orchestra. Lots and lots of great stuff on the Classical Morning Show with Destiny and Cordelia from 9 till noon if you're listening to KPR2. Coming up at 9, it's news from the BBC.
Support for KPR comes from Kansas Tree Care. Winter dormancy is the ideal season for pruning mature trees, especially elms and oaks. More information at kansastreecare.com or by calling 785-843-TREE.
Sunny skies today, high temperatures this afternoon near 45 degrees. It will be a little windy. Winds out of the southwest 5 to 10 miles an hour with gusts up to 30 miles an hour. Tonight, clear skies with a low around 27. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high near 52. Right now in Lawrence, mostly sunny 28 degrees. Topeka, windy 29 degrees. Manhattan, mostly sunny 29 degrees. It's 9 before 9.
In that tool that are flagging U.S. citizens to authorities. Listen in the NPR app or on this reliable public radio station. It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm E. Martinez.
And I'm Steve Inskeep.
We are live, we are local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. You can listen online at kansaspublicradio.org or just tell your smart speakers to play Kansas Public Radio. Thank you so much for joining us for Morning Edition on this Monday. Do keep listening. News from NPR is next, followed by the Classical Morning Show with Destiny and Cordelia. They've got lots of great music until noon. On KPR2, over there, you can hear the BBC News Hour. Should be sunny today. High temperatures around 45. Could get windy, though. Winds out of the southwest, 5 to 15 miles an hour, with gusts as high as 30 miles an hour. Right now in Lawrence, sunny 29 degrees. Topeka reporting windy conditions, 30 degrees. Manhattan's sunny 30 degrees, Chanute's windy and 28. It's a minute after 9.
Live from NPR.